Welcome to CNN Student News on Cinco de Mayo 2015. I'm Carl Azus, delivering current events with no commercials. This Tuesday, we're starting with an update from earthquake-stricken Nepal. The National Emergency Operations Center says the April 25th quake and the aftershocks that followed killed more than 7,200 people. Almost twice that many were injured. A week after the quake, there was a remarkable rescue, a 101-year-old man who'd been trapped under the rubble of his home. Officials say he's in stable condition. They don't know how he survived. The country's finance minister says the 7.8 magnitude quake either partially or completely destroyed almost 300,000 homes. Some are in remote villages that aid workers are still unable to reach. A CNN drone flew over some of these areas. The destruction it found in places was catastrophic. It's why officials expect the death toll to go up significantly. Nepalese leaders are calling for more international aid, specifically funding, to help the Nepalese people recover. Classes back in session at Kopila Valley Children's Home and School. It was started by CNN hero Maggie Doyne, whom we told you about before the quake. She and the students are all okay, but other CNN heroes are struggling with the quake's destruction.
Both Nepalese, winning CNN's top prize for their charity work, both now emotionally crushed by the earthquake that devastated the country.
What we have to do, we have to take out all the stones, everything again back, so we have to start from again from the down.
Four of our houses in the districts have absolutely gone.
Kerala runs a rehabilitation center for more than 400 women and children, mostly victims of human trafficking and sexual violence. Today, she's also taking on these 11 orphans because their shelter was damaged by the earthquake. Busnet runs a home for children of incarcerated parents.
It's a bit of a setback with this earthquake.
Yes, it has setback, but I think it's just not my life, but everyone's life, but somehow I think things will work out.
She bought this property with the money she won from CNN Heroes. The home where she and her 45 children have lived for years is now uninhabitable.
This is where the children have been camping out since the earthquake hit, because Butterfly Home has been deemed unsafe, and right now they just don't know when they'll be able to move back.
A guava tree for shade, a patch of grass, their temporary home. I asked them what the earthquake felt like. It shook us like this, like I was on a swing, he says. I thought I would die, he says. Even though they laugh about it now, the eldest of the children, Lakshmi, says they were terrified.
Yeah, they were scared at that time only.
The mental trauma will linger. It will take time to restore their livelihoods. But with heroes like Busnet and Koirala as their caretakers, determined to overcome the setback and soon, they know they are the lucky ones.